happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Antonio Brown. That's Antonio Brown without his uniform.
Yeah, I can tell. Told. He's shirtless.
Without his jersey.
Antonio Brown being without his jersey, he would be shirtless? Whoa!
That's Antonio Brown without his uniform.
Yeah, it's called having your shirt off, bro.
We are told. Without his jersey. And running out of the field, I don't know if that could have been a penalty.
All right, Jen Hale, get after that. We got to find out what's going on there.
She's got to catch him first.
Man, what team was this for this broadcast? We got to find out, guys. Unprofessional.
Get after that. We got to find out what's going on there.
She's got to catch.
Sounds like a wacky morning zoo. Like, oh, find out after traffic and weather on the 8. This is a bunch of announcers for the NFL. I'm being serious. This would be like having me doing play-by-play. And I'm not ripping into me, but I am a certain taste. These guys are professional NFL announcers. Hey, we'll figure it out sometime, you know.
Jen Hale, get after that. We got to find out what's going on there.
Yeah, we got to find out from Cousin Sal.
You got to catch him first. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He's had his issues off the field. Now he's on the field creating an issue.
Oh, wow. It's pretty edgy.
Low pass, hauled in, and good enough for the first down.
Yeah.
Guys, very odd situation. Antonio Brown boiled over, very upset on the sideline, took off his shoulder pads. Mike Evans, O.J. Howard trying to convince him to keep them on. Obviously, they were unable to do so. He tossed his shoulder pads.
Yeah, you saw Mike Evans like, bro. And now look at Antonio Brown's face. There was no going back. Very Kanye West-like. It's kind of frightening.
Stripped off his shirt and glove, threw those into the crowd, then ran across the field.
He must be frightening whenever he gets mad at you and does things off the field. Oh, he's an innocent man. Antonio Brown's done nothing off the field.
Shut up!
This is such a scumbag. I love when people like want to keep giving him different chances, because literally, if he was focused, he could possibly catch Jerry Rice's numbers, because he has 12,000 yards receiving, and he's been a weirdo his whole life and been suspended and been hurt. Man, if he was just focused on football, I think he would have been even bigger, because he's not going into the Hall of Fame. This just ruined his chance to go into the Hall of Fame. The other thing is this. It's the fact that Antonio Brown will always be remembered for this. No one's going to remember that he was really good for the Bucs last year, and no one's going to remember that he had a touchdown in the Super Bowl. But this is what happens when you bring a crappy person into an environment, into a situation. You're going to have this. And here's my thing. You heard it's because Antonio Brown allegedly wanted these incentives. If he had this many catches and this many yards, he would be given like $333,000, which I get. But I think the thing that's completely being overlooked here is that Bruce Arians didn't care. You know what I mean? And then you go, Antonio Brown had years where he was getting incentives and kind of acting up. So it kind of makes you realize that Bruce Arians really isn't good with dealing with characters, and that we're not giving Mike Tomlin enough applause for dealing with Antonio Brown for 8 years. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be real here. I know the Tampa Bay media really wants to kiss Bruce Arians' ass. I know the Tampa Bay media really wants to kiss Tom Brady's ass because they don't want to lose that inside info. I'm kind of a wild card in the Tampa Bay media. I don't know what I am. But Bruce Arians is a manly guy. I'll go out and say it. He's very much manly. And manly guys don't really care about mental health. So he probably knew the whole time that AB wasn't right, but used them. Yeah, it's what the NFL is. It's the players using the owners to make money by hopefully playing good. The owners are using everybody. The NFL is a really bad place to work. And everyone's kind of wanted to say it in the media in Tampa, kind of blaming Bruce Arians a little bit. Because let's be honest, he's probably nice enough. Eh, he's putting on a character.
While the teams were still on the field giving the crowd a peace out sign, I'll let you know when we hear something official on his status.
That is the live broadcast of Antonio Brown ditching his team. And here's the post-game show on NFL on Fox with Michael and Jay Glazer, Terry Bradshaw. And the reason I'm playing this clip is because all the other news sites, if it's ESPN or any of those fan-sided or Bleacher Report, they all have opinions. I like playing news clips on here because it separates my talking time. But what I'm saying is this is literally the only real report about it, and it's because it happened right after the game.
All right, as we wrap up the early action here on this Sunday of Week 17,
yeah.
Obviously the story of the day, really a bizarre situation that happened at the Jets as they hosted the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jay Glazer, everybody's seen the Antonio Brown video. What can you tell us?
Well, look, I had talked to Bruce Arians after the game.
And, yeah.
You know, Bruce said to me that he actually was trying to get Antonio to go back into the game. And Antonio Brown in third quarter refused. He said, again, go back in the game. And
yeah, because he was hurt. I'm not defending AB or Bruce Arians here. But that's what I'm talking about. Arians doesn't care about him. And a lot of Buccaneer fans probably think that Arians cared. He said, I don't feel good. I don't want to go in. And he's like, no, go in. It's like that mentality that you're a less than.
And Antonio again refused, according to Bruce. At that point, Bruce said, then if you're not going to get back in the game, then get out of the game. Mike Evans tried to calm him down. That didn't happen. I said, Bruce.
Yeah, so then Bruce Arians isn't really innocent here. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that AB doesn't deserve a lot of the blame, but Bruce Arians probably isn't, let's say, Mike Tomlin, where he knows how to make the best around him better. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't really winning anything with Jameis. He wasn't able to bring the best out of Jameis. He had to bring the best player of all time for any sport, debatably, to take over. You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't able to deal with Jameis. But then again, I think Jameis is a lost cause.
Did you see what happened after? He said, I actually did. I saw him take his uniform off and streak across the goal line at the end. He said, I've been in this league a long time. I've never seen anything like that afterwards.
Oh, what? You've never seen a bunch of mentally ill people hitting each other in the head? Oh, that's right. The NFL will act like they have no idea what's going on. And that's because they are the no fun league. Nah, that's many of their problems, but 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We will be right back on Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. TampaBayHotSauce.com there has all the locations where you can purchase their product in person. There has recipes. And there, if you don't live in Florida, which you are missing out if you don't, you can order online. And then when you get that nice Tampa Bay hot sauce, tag us on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce at Ryan Hoppy Radio and let us know what you cook up.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
$9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm gonna be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Son, where'd you find this?
Tristan Thompson makes a public apology to Khloe Kardashian.
Waited until the paternity test came in and was like, yeah, I wasn't the one that... never mind, that was a dumb pulling out joke.
After admitting the truth about fathering a child with Marlee Nichols.
Yeah, she's a real woman of class. She puts the ass in class.
Isn't that crazy?
The NBA star posted two lengthy messages to his Insta story on Monday, confirming that the child who was born on December 1st is his from a short-lived affair.
Let me try to read it here. He wrote two paragraphs about it. Today, paternity test results reveal that I fathered a child with Marlee Nichols. I take full responsibility for my actions. Yeah, you didn't pull out. Now that paternity has been taken, I look forward to amicably raising our son. Oh, it sounds like you're going to be a really present father. Oh, you're totally going to be there for him. You deadbeat piece of shit. He goes on to say, I sincerely apologize to everyone I've hurt or disappointed throughout this ordeal, publicly and privately. You're not really disappointing anybody anymore. You disappointed LeBron James when you really couldn't grab rebounds in the NBA Finals back in the day. But no one's going, oh my God, Tristan Thompson, he's really letting me down. You've been letting us down for about 6-7 years. Also, the only person you really need to apologize to is your legacy. You need to apologize to Khloe and the kids you have. No one really cares. You're playing in Sacramento for the Kings. You're in purgatory. Nobody is going, oh my God, is Tristan Thompson going to be okay? Because that's what his mind is thinking, is that we're thinking about this scumbag. And then he goes on to the gaslighting part of his message. This is his second post. Khloe, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve the heartache and humiliation I have caused you. You don't deserve the way I have treated you over the years. My actions certainly have not lined up with the way I view you. Get the fuck out of here. I have the utmost respect and love for you. Regardless of what you may think, again, I am so incredibly sorry. First of all, just don't be with Khloe. Stop going back with her and then hooking up with these. Ran out of breath trying to say the word. What I'm saying to you is literally just enough already. Enough. Just, you don't deserve this. Maybe she does, though, because she keeps going back to him and she knows he's going to cheat. I'm not saying she deserves it, but you're trying to manifest it. You're letting it happen. But then again, you're asking for something of intelligence to come from the Kardashian family where there is none.
Her first is his from a short-lived affair.
Oh, it's just short-lived. Only 9 times he went in and out. Ah, whatever. I love when they try to excuse cheating. Oh, it was short-lived the night that I didn't pull out. Just saying. Think about how intimate not pulling out is, and he did that with a woman. Oh, but it was only one time that he didn't pull. Think about it. Think about, if you're a listener who has made a baby with somebody, think about how intimate that is. And he's doing that with other women while claiming to be with a woman, and that woman's cool with that? Yeah, you're trash. I'm just saying.
He also extended an apology to Coco, whom he was in a relationship with when he slept with Mara Lee.
Bunch of daddy issues right here.
Shut up!
They're fun. How do I know they have daddy issues? Because I have daddy issues. So I am the authority on all things daddy issues.
Quote, today paternity test results reveal that I fathered a child with Mara Lee Nichols.
Yeah.
I take full responsibility for my actions. Now that paternity has been established, I look forward to amicably raising our son.
That's the lawyer saying, don't show any love, don't show any interest, don't show any human side about being a father. Just use a word that makes it seem like I'll pay for the kid, but I'm not going to be in the kid's life. I'm so busy grabbing 2 rebounds a game for the Sacramento Kings. I'm too busy to be a father.
Tristan went on to apologize to anyone he's hurt or disappointed, both.
Everybody. 856, a 49 hoppy. So then you have the aftermath. How's Chloe doing?
Tristan Thompson just confirmed he fathered a third child and made a public apology to his ex, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
Now a source tells ET how the Keeping Up with the Kardashian star is doing amid the drama.
You go! You go, honey! You didn't leave him! You're a woman of integrity! Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I'm focused on taking care of me, my body, and soul. And
oh, that's definitely what you're doing, taking care of your body and your soul by dating someone that bangs every NBA side chick ever. Oh, you're a woman of integrity, Chloe.
Focused on taking care of me, my body, and soul, and yeah. True.
ET source explains that the 37-year-old has been doing her best to stay positive, mm-hmm. take care of herself both mentally and physically. And
oh, it sounds like it's working.
And continue to make her biggest priority her 3-year-old daughter, True.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they have a daughter. That's sad, too. Their father's a scumbag.
Whom she shares with the NBA star.
Oh, yeah, they share a kid. That's fun.
Quote, Chloe and Tristan are in touch about logistical things and about what's going on with True.
Yeah, that's very much like a corporate word. Like, we know the amount of times that she cried today, the exact. I got all the numbers here. Think about how they word this. They're not saying in a loving relationship or caring. We're going to use logic.
Tristan are in touch about logistical things.
Yeah. They're in touch about things. It just sounds very much like they're implying he's paying the $50,000 a month and going away.
And about what's going on with True.
There's not much emotion to the report of, oh, he's been going to the games. Well, she'd be 3 years old, so she wouldn't be playing in any games. But you know what I'm saying? He was seen out at the beach with his daughter. He took her out to a fancy place in Sacramento. There's no, like, pictures of him doing anything with the kid. It's very corporate.
And that's really the focus when they're communicating.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be.
On Monday, Tristan confirmed he is the father of a now month-old baby.
So pretty much, Chloe's not really saying much because she just wants this to go away. And it will. When you die.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And then even when you die, it'll be in the afterlife. I'm having an angel orgy.
Happy hour will be right back.
How should I follow up angel orgy? This fatherling segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I will not lie to you. So go to FitsAgeFitness.com and get into shape today.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Live from Tampa Bay. You are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Build you up, and then once you get there,
yeah,
they're so quick to tear you down.
Yeah, Janet Jackson loves getting teared down.
Janet Jackson is telling her side of the story.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it, even though I had a bunch of paste on my nipples, because every girl wears that when they're going out and about. She wasn't completely prepared for it. Timberlake is 100% at fault. Janet's an angel. I'm not saying she wasn't exploited, but get the hell out of here. I didn't know what was going on. Get out of here.
Justin and his team have been trying to contact us about you doing the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, you're a pretty hot act right now. I'm a pretty hot act right now in 2004. Let's do a Super Bowl together. Okay? So just because you're saying that on a documentary, you're trying to make it out that she is a complete victim because everybody wants to be a victim like Britney now. You might be a victim because Joe Jackson's your father, but you had pasties on your boobs ready when you whipped out the boob. Who wears pasties?
An extended look at the pop icon's authorized documentary, Janet, is teasing bombshell moments, including Jackson addressing the fallout after the infamous wardrobe malfunction that happened during her 2004 Super Bowl halftime show performance with Justin Timberlake.
It's so weird to think that back then the internet was so basic that people were just Googling the picture and like jerking off to it. Weird times. Now you can get orgies on your cell phone, whatever, however. And they wonder why STDs are at an all-time high.
Timberlake.
You've been very private about your personal life up until now.
Yeah.
Why did you want to do this documentary?
No one's really talking about me. I haven't really had a song in about 29 years. So I said to myself, Britney Spears is a complete victim, so it's time for me to have my moment, is essentially what she's going to say.
It's just something that needs to be done.
Yeah, totally. Oh, we need a Janet Jackson documentary. Thank God. I'm not saying she's not a victim where she wasn't exploited, but she knew that was going to happen. Also, the thing is, you're probably more of a victim for who your dad was. You know what I mean? This just feels like a little bit of a reach. And then Timberlake's an asshole. Don't get me wrong. I like his music, but he's a real douche. But she wasn't innocent here. Britney Spears might be the only celebrity ever that the hype was as real as it was. Nobody else. Nobody else.
The doc, which is set to air January 28th and 29th on Lifetime and A&E.
Oh, thank God. Two parts? Oh, we need all this info about a nipple.
Comes 2 months after the release of a New York Times documentary about the headline-making moment.
What's a headline maker, I'll tell you that.
And the impact it had on Jackson's image.
Yeah, it didn't really help. She had a song called Don't Worry with Chingy, and I can't play it because of copyright, but it's a great song. And I think it would have been a big hit if that didn't happen, because it came out in 05, and this happened in 04, and she kind of got denied from the radio for having a boobie on TV.
The sure seemed like they were trying to diminish Janet's career.
Yeah, that's what they do to every celebrity. You're not special. I'm not saying it's cool that it happened, but I'm not saying, oh, you're such a unique victim. See, what made Britney Spears different was the conservativeship. There's no conservativeship here. Nobody went, oh my God, you must perform with Justin.
Her career gets put on ice, and Justin is rewarded.
Yeah.
E.T. spoke with the filmmaker.
He was rewarded because he came out with the summer the summer album, damn it, that was my speech impediment, in 2006, with My Love and all those songs. I don't know. Why does everybody want to be a victim? I don't want to be a victim. I like having a good life. I like being alive. I don't need to be a victim. All these celebrities that are out of touch are like, I want to be a victim. I want to be a victim today. Unless you are a victim, shut up. And now is the Future Sex Love Sounds album with Timberlake. That was a good album. Summer Love. My Love. Sexy Back. Oh, it was some good music. I was in sixth grade just wondering who I was into, and then I figured out it was women soon.
Makers behind the undressing of Janet Jackson.
That was a weird segue.
And who explained why it was important to them to investigate the moment from today's cultural lens.
Yeah, let's overthink it. Let's really deep dive into how we can make this into something, even though she knew the whole time because she was wearing a pasty because she was ready to go on TV. But oh yeah, we have nothing going on in the life of Janet Jackson. She's releasing no new music. Oh, so let's really overthink something and make something out of nothing. But because the media is bored, they'll go along with it.
We wanted to just look at it from today's perspective and put it...
Yeah, of overthinking and making something out of nothing. She wore pasties because she knew that her boob was going to be on TV. She's not a victim in this case.
Under a microscope and look at the how and the why.
How and the why? She put on pasties, he ripped the boob out, and it was on TV.
One person was treated...
My neighbor's walking by. The uncomfortable part of this podcast. Recording in my living room. Oh, you're such a victim. The way that you were prepared to have your boob on TV.
Issued a public apology to Jackson last year.
Yeah, what did Timberlake say?
After the release of Framing Britney Spears.
Yeah, he pretty much said sorry once he got caught. Such a genuine good person that Justin Timberlake is. Waited until a documentary came out 20 years later.
Made by the same team as the New York Times' Jackson documentary.
Bingo.
One of the many things that we took away from the experience making and releasing Framing Britney Spears was that is that
we can make a lot of money by exploiting people and pretending to care about their mental health, but we're making money off of it because we have no talent. Nothing ever has happened in our life of any noteworthiness. No one's ever really talked about us, but when we pretend to care about other celebrities and we manipulate them and we exploit them, we make money, money, money. We are the New York Times. We have the credibility of a dead rat.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that West Chase Printing is the best printing company in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to WestchasePrinting.com. You can get posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need made, that can happen. And when you go to WestchasePrinting.com and you get that invoice, because if you would have got the invoice prior, you were going to get hooked up because DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram is the best DJ and printer in the area. But to recap, you're going to get an even better deal when you say that you heard about it on Happy Hour. For all the info, WestchasePrinting.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay. You are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. We are on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. Search up Z Radio Live on the Odyssey app. We are also on Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. You literally can be tuned into me at all times. It's all about I'm making it happen, Captain.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Britney Spears appears to have cut her social media ties with her younger sister.
Good. Get rid of that cloud-chasing imbecile that didn't know how to... Never mind.
Younger sister. The Matches songstress has seemingly unfollowed Jamie Lynn Spears on the platform.
And we all did, too. You've been irrelevant since you became a mother.
Though it's unclear exactly when she pressed the unfollow button.
Sometime between, I don't care.
Twitter account PopCrave first pointed out that Jamie Lynn was no longer on her sister's list on New Year's Day. Britney's follow count now includes less than 50 people.
Oh, she's one of those celebrities where we only follow the big names. Because we're so much cooler than you.
Among the few dozen are Madonna, Paris Hilton, Adele, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna.
All the basic women.
Madonna and Elton John.
And Elton John, too.
And, of course, Brit's fiance, Sam Asghari.
Which he gives me bad vibes, bro. He gives me, like, South Tampa douchebag vibes, bro. He gives me bad vibes. Hey, yo, bro, I'm drunk as hell at this strip club at 2 in the morning. Let's take out a bunch of money at the ATM and pay $25 to get the money out of the ATM with the surge charge, and let's make it rain in the strip club with the women. Yeah, seems Sam, her fiance, reminds me of somebody that you would see at a strip club at 2 a.m. The only difference is he's dating Britney, so he has all the clout and all the money and all the access to anything he wants. But if it wasn't for that, you'd be one of those dude bros at a strip club in South Tampa on a Tuesday night.
As of Sunday afternoon, Jamie Lynn still follows her older sister on Instagram.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
Britney's social media switch-up comes weeks before Jamie Lynn is set to release her memoir, Things I Should Have Said.
Yeah. The first thing you should have said is, pull out, pull out.
The initial working title for the book was reportedly, I Must Confess.
Oh, what? Dad, never mind.
Seemingly a nod to the lyrics of Britney's song, Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
But that news was met with criticism from fans. The Zoe 101 alum's publisher later clarified in a statement that the book was, quote, as yet untitled.
Yeah. She's like, it's not a good idea. Who the hell is going to buy this book anyway?
And, quote, still in development.
Sure, you could give it to a bunch of kindergartners and they can use it as a coloring book.
Back in October, Britney seemed to shade her sister's book on Instagram.
I mean, she does have the same education level.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. There has all the info on this award-winning podcast, bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I really regret saying that. And I was just stupid and drunk and feeling it.
Yeah, you were feeling the truth. That's why you said what you said, Andy Cohen. When you're drunk, you say the most truthful things.
Andy Cohen rang in the new year with a regret. The 53-year-old co-hosted CNN's New Year's Eve Live from Times Square with Anderson Cooper on Friday.
And what did he do?
And criticized the competing broadcast, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Wow, it actually brought attention to CNN for once. This is how dumb they are. They thought Chris Cuomo was a redeeming talent, but they're offended by this, even though they covered up Chris Cuomo, essentially. CNN really is garbage.
On Monday, he admitted to regretting that moment while speaking on his show, Radio Andy.
Oh, yeah, everyone listens to that. I'm sure they do. I don't know. Ryan Seacrest sucks. He's good at sucking. But I didn't mean it like that, but it could be possible.
The only thing that I regret saying.
What is that?
The only thing is...
I don't know what I really regret, so I'm kind of just drawing on this segment because I don't have any actual genuine bone in my body. Andy Cohen for once was real with us, and then he's trying to say sorry because he doesn't want to get canceled. So that's why he's drawing out this explanation on his radio show, because he doesn't know what to say.
Only thing that I regret saying.
What is it?
The only thing is...
What? Say it.
That I slammed the ABC broadcast, and I really like Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, you do? The alcohol said otherwise, buddy boy. Oh, but I love him now that I'm sober and I don't want to lose the gig from CNN. Because Andy Cohen knows that he's pretty talented. But unless you're a fan of The Housewives, you don't really know who the hell he is. But so he's essentially whipped by CNN in this position. And he's whipped in other positions.
And he's a great guy.
He is.
Really regret saying that. And I was just stupid.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. That was a real apology. I was dumb. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be dumb.
And feeling it. And I was continuing the journey rant.
Yeah, it was a good rant. You were drunk on TV with adrenaline saying what you're saying. And we're watching a New Year's Eve show into a year that nobody wanted to get into. So it was like the only genuine thing.
And I just kept talking and I shouldn't have. And I felt bad about that.
Oh, you did. Now you did.
During CNN's broadcast on Friday, Andy said ABC's performers were a, quote, group of losers.
I started our fog machine. From Ryan Seacrest. Group of losers that are
it's pretty accurate. Also, Andy looks really drunk. Like midlife crisis drunk.
I mean, with all due, if you've been watching ABC tonight, you've seen nothing. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
He means he's not wrong.
He then went on to rant about the famous band Journey, saying that once original lead singer Steve Perry left, it was not the same. During his show, the TV personality also admitted that the headlines that came from that moment were a little misleading.
Yeah, I think the thing you really need to address is that you probably have a little bit of a drinking problem, brah.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
STD alert!
Lamar Odom is waning on the drama. After Tristan Thompson confirmed he is the father of Marilyn Nichols' child and apologized to Khloe Kardashian for the pain he caused her.
Got it. Oh, the pain of just wanting to not dump him because I need clout. Oh, the real pain.
Reality star's ex-husband entered the chat.
Yeah.
Quote, I truly wish nothing but the best for her, and I'm hoping we can reconnect and talk one day as friends. Lamar commented on a Facebook post about the drama.
Well, she does talk to her exes all the time, so I would just hit her up, bruh.
Adding, quote, she's a good person and deserves the world.
Got it.
Lamar, who was married to the Good American mogul from 2009.
Yeah, she's a good American. Pornhub's waiting. Actually, are we?
To 2016, made the comment just hours after Tristan shared that a DNA test proved that he has a new son on his Instagram story.
Got it.
Tristan went on to apologize to anyone who has been affected by this.
A lot of people were.
And specifically directed his apology to Khloe, whom he shares his 3-year-old daughter, True, with. quote, Chloe.
We've already heard that. But yeah, I think he should be saying sorry to himself. His bank account is about to take a hit.
Hillary Duff's husband, Matthew Coma, is responding to critics after a video was posted showing their three-year-old daughter, Banks, in a vehicle.
Oh, mind your business. I know she's Hillary Duff, and everybody wants to judge her because her kid didn't have her seatbelt on, but mind your business. The mothers out there who are judging her are probably horrendous mothers who are projecting.
On Monday, Hillary's younger co-star Molly Bernard showed two photos and videos of her goddaughter on Instagram.
Got it.
No, I do thank you. I'm dead drop and gorgeous.
The video showed Little Banks adorably quoting a contestant from RuPaul's Drag Race while sitting in the back seat of a car.
You better work, cover girl, change that diaper right now.
But fans noticed that it appeared she wasn't fully secured with a seatbelt or using a car seat.
Oh yeah.
Users quickly commented on the post with
because they're projecting, because they do it too, and they want to feel like if a celebrity does it, I do it too.
Safety concerns for the toddler. One wrote,
oh, you're so concerned about a kid you've never met and a celebrity that will never meet you or care about you? Oh, you're a really edgy person, dude.
I love all of you, but Banks not in a car seat breaks my CPST heart.
I hate when people insult you, but they begin the sentence with, I love you, but, like, they're trying to, like, make the burn not hurt as much. It's like, don't use the word that I use for my mom, because you don't love me. If you loving me is being a passive-aggressive asshole, I don't want to love my mom anymore. I want to find a new word. You can keep the word love.
Another added, child endangerment. California law requires children in a car seat or a booster depending on age, height, and weight.
All right, Karen, mind your business. And go please that husband that's cheating on you.
However, one user pointed out that the video only shows Banks from the waist up, so she could be using a booster seat.
Yeah, and those people that were judging probably don't even know what that is because they don't have kids, and thank God they didn't produce.
Still, the 34-year-old dad clapped back, telling one commenter, you are truly a hero for speaking up. And responding to another user, writing, you're the kind of person who cuts up a kid's applesauce, hey?
Oh, yeah, she gave him a good time that night. Thanks for defending me, babe.
Hillary hasn't commented on this matter publicly yet.
I wouldn't. It'll go away in 2 days. All these Karens will find something else to complain about, but never look themselves in the mirror and realize they're the problem.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words, would not lie to you. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey, hey, it's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Board.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Not only is Kanye West playing the waiting game, it also sounds like he's playing the dating game as well.
Kanye West went through what I went through with my breakup, where you're kind of in denial and you're like, she's totally waiting the rest of her life to never have sex again because I was so good. And then when you find out that she has a new boyfriend, you feel very replaceable. So he thought, there's no way that Kim Kardashian would move on with a young 27-year-old. And she did. So he took a few seconds, moved right across the block from her. No big deal. I took a different route. I never talked to my ex again. But now you see Kanye West, he's going to go in his slut phase. Because after a man gets dumped by a woman, I can only talk as if I'm a heterosexual man, because that's what I identify as. I think that's what it's called. That's how heterosexual I am. I don't even know what's going on. But what I'm saying is this. I can only be the authority when it comes to a man and woman heterosexual relationship. And I'm saying to you right now, because I know everything about that, I am the authority on heterosexual relationships. Kanye West will go through a slut phase. Because I did too after your breakup. You bang anything and everything. And then you go, I want to settle down. I'm getting kind of sore.
Despite his public pleas for Kim Kardashian to run right back to him during their pending divorce.
Have you ever had sex and you're just going through the motions? Like, you're not even into the hookup? Yeah, that's what happens during your slut phase.
And Kim's budding romance with Pete Davidson, yay, has continued to see other women. On the night of New Year's...
Yeah, and he's going through his slut phase.
New Year's Day, Ye was spotted with Uncut Gems actress Julia Fox at a restaurant in Miami.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she doesn't really have a career.
TMZ, who first shared the photos, quoted a source close to Ye that said the two aren't serious and that he's just embracing the single life. And then...
Slut phase!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Back alley.
This isn't the first time Ye has been seen with another woman since Kim filed for divorce in February of 2021.
Yeah, he's in a slut phase.
Just last summer, the rapper dated supermodel Irina Shayk for a...
Yeah, she was a part of the slut phase.
A couple of months, and then in November, he sparked romance rumors with model Venetria.
She looks like a delight.
December, a source close to Kanye told E! News that while the two aren't exclusively dating, Kanye is still hanging out and seeing model Venetria despite also trying to win Kim back.
Yeah, that model's like, I'm just happy to be here. I know there's no potential in his relationship, but I like banging rappers.
The past few months, Ye has been more vocal about his feelings regarding Kim and their split during a rare interview on Revolt TV's Drink Champs podcast.
Yeah, that became a huge podcast overnight.
He referred to Kim as his wife. Did this again on the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And he stopped by the LA Mission Homeless Shelter and Charity.
Got it.
There, Ye made a speech and said, quote, now it's time to restore the families this Thanksgiving. It's all about restoring the family.
I heard
this
you.
This morning, I felt so blessed to wake up, to work out, and be able to drive to my house and see my wife and my kids.
Sounds so robotic. It's just like they're just using very bland things. Yeah, the same kids that you said in your presidential campaign. Oh, yeah, we almost had an abortion. Oh, yeah, those kids.
That's right. I said my wife and my children, and I want everyone to pray for my family.
I'm good, bro.
Then in December at the Free Larry Hoover benefit concert in LA.
Free Larry Hoover, bro.
Kanye switched up the lyrics to his song Runaway and saying, I need you to run right back to me. More specifically, Kimberly.
Oh, man. And right when he's writing those lyrics, thinking he's going to get her back, she's just riding Pete Davidson like, thank God I'm getting some young D. It doesn't have anxiety, whiskey D.
The reality star in the crowd. But despite his public plea, Kim filed papers to declare herself legally single.
Yeah, she's like, get the hell away from me.
And to revert to her maiden name the following morning.
Alrighty.
One thing Cher doesn't believe in? Gray hair.
I must look young because I'm living in a dream world where I live forever. I'm Cher.
The I Got You Babe singer spoke out in a new interview with People.
Yeah.
And revealed that she is never going to let go of her signature black hair.
Oh, because then you'd be irrelevant and you'd look pretty ugly.
Going gray is fine for other girls. I'm just not doing it.
Just know that the people that went gray have more dignity and are more naturally beautiful than you.
Hold the publication. The pop icon is currently in a MAC Cosmetics Challenge Accepted beauty campaign with Sweetie. And in a new promo video, the iconic duo both serve up some serious looks.
That's good. I'm glad they're serving up looks. One should be being able to look yourself in the mirror and realize that you're irrelevant and will be dead soon.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words, I would not lie to you. RichKBarber.com, sign up for an appointment. He's at Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard. Go there and get the best haircut ever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This morning, the end of an era.
Moment. What era?
Silence for dear departed BlackBerry. Starting today,
the BlackBerry era ended like 14 years ago.
BlackBerry classic device, once a go-to for millions, including then President Barack Obama.
It makes me feel old.
Will no longer work.
Yeah. Also, he wasn't that cool because when he was president, it was like 2 years after the iPhone came out, so he was old school, bro.
During its heyday, the BlackBerry was the device to own a phone.
Yeah, we know. 15 years ago. Anybody that thinks you want that, you're lame.
That defined a generation. It was quite the status symbol. Mm-hmm. Speaking of status, NBC's Carrie Sanders joins us with more. Hey, Carrie.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Why are you here?
Good morning. Yeah. I mean, depending on your generation, this was it. That iconic keyboard that really changed the way we communicate.
Yeah, kind of. But we moved on and realized it was irrelevant.
Wow! Happy Hot Topic!
I'm taking the pledge to stay dry.
Yeah.
I'm packing up my alcohol for the month of January.
Good for you. I'm drinking more than ever.
I love a good cocktail, but I'm putting my drinks away for the month of January.
All right. I got to be really easy in the way I rant about this. So let me figure this out. Drinking, smoking is not for everybody. An obvious reason why there are addicts that need to go sober. But there is this new phenomenon amongst addicts that are trying to get sober where they're judging people who want to continue to smoke or drink. And I'm seeing it all the time on TikTok. And to me, that is you projecting jealousy that you're not able to do it in moderation like other people. So you want everybody else to be miserable. And I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going dry in January. In every possible way, I am not dry this month. No. I don't care. Because it's nothing more than a man-made thing. Time. Who cares that it's January? Someone made up January. Drink. If you can't drink, that's fine. Guess what? I can and it helps my anxiety, okay? Cool. I'm sick of it. I applaud anybody who gets sober. And I have dated people that have had addicts in their family in the past, not currently. And you look, and you look at it and you realize that it's an illness. But you also need to realize that some people can drink and smoke and have a good time. So enough of the TikToks. No one cares.
So one of the reasons I've decided to go dry this January is because I want to push myself a little bit out of my comfort zone.
So do it without putting it on TikTok.
I'm participating.
Just do it for yourself. Oh, that's right. You need the adoration because deep down you really want
to
drink.
In dry January this month because in 2022, I hope to be the best version of myself.
You won't be.
Few of the people taking the Dry January Pledge this year, the annual challenge to give up alcohol for the first month of the year. Dr. Jen Ashton has done it for several years, doing it again. She's back right now with some tips.
Some tips on how not to drink. How original. Morning TV. Here I am playing it.
Give us your reaction to this just now.
I loved it. I mean, of course, in my house, I call it Dry January.
Because your name is Jen and you're insufferable to be around.
You see what I did there? But I love, especially the one that says doing it as just a wellness challenge, a mental challenge. I love that.
I don't know. I feel pretty mentally well when I'm sinking into the couch after a long day of work drinking wine. I feel okay. Not everybody has a problem.
And one of the little tips you have is
get it out of the eye line. We saw someone there with a suitcase. I think pouring it down the drain is a little excessive.
I think you're a little excessive.
And wasteful. But yeah, you know, like, lock it up. You know, we have this nice locker here. You'd have certainly.
Oh, cool, man. They have a locker to lock booze up. That's when you know you have a problem. I don't need to lock up booze. I drink it in 2 days.
Did Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker just say the big I do? Well, rumors are swirling that the two secretly tied the knot, so let's get into it.
Usually when they have these videos about, are these people engaged with no actual proof, I'll go, that's just hogwash. It's nothing. It's speculation. But Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner are so private that I kind of believe it.
When Kendall posted her New Year's weekend photo dump, everything looked all normal and hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory!
That is, until you scroll to the fifth photo in her gallery.
And what happened?
Right there is where we see a cute couple pic of Kenny and Devin taking a mirror selfie.
Yeah.
Kendall is in full cozy attire, snapping the pic while Devin is cozying up to his bae with a wine glass in hand.
Ah, he's a classy gentleman. He's not copying Kobe at all.
But wait, what's that on his hand? No, zoom in real quick. Actually, what's that on his finger?
It does look like a ring. Sign a prenup.
Clearly, that finger, the finger of all fingers.
Okay, we got it.
Is that a wedding band we spot, Devin? We know D-Book was very close to getting a championship ring in last year's NBA Finals.
Oh, but he lost.
But maybe he was lucky enough this year to snag another kind of ring, a wedding ring perhaps?
I can't take this.
Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle have been engaged for a year.
I feel like their relationship is monogamous as hell. They seem really clingy to each other.
According to multiple reports.
I talked to Donald Jr. on like hold one time. He was like, hi, this is Donald Jr. Trump. Can I, I'm here to call to go on to my Kelta show. I'm like, sounds good. I'll put you on hold.
Donald popped the question to Kimberly on New Year's Eve 2020. According to the Daily Mail.
I kind of miss their douchebaggery. It's so adorable and smarmy.
Dawn and Kim got engaged on New Year's Eve 2020, which is Dawn's birthday. They've been together for almost 4 years now and have been friends for 15 years.
So they were banging on and off and then they got together, essentially.
A source told the publication.
Got it.
Engagement rumors first began to fly after the former Fox News personality
was flying in his private jet.
Shared a photo on New Year's Day rocking a massive ring.
Mm.
Tonight was extra special celebrating Donald Trump Jr.'s birthday. Don, you are strong, smart, courageous, funny, and the love of my life. I can't wait to spend the rest of our lives together. Love you, the caption reads.
Oh, cool.
The 52-year-old also shared a photo with her love and his father and former President Donald Trump as well.
Oh, man, I missed days of a cheaper gas prices.
3 months after Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker announced their engagement.
I love how they're mixing the names to make it Kravis. Sounds like an STD, but then again, we are talking about them and they are walking STDs.
3 months after Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker announced their engagement, Kourt is hard at work planning their upcoming vows. An insider tells E! News, even though Kourtney would like it to be soon, logistically, it's taking some time.
AKA they're looking for networks to pitch the show to.
According to the source, Kourtney has enlisted the help of event planner and longtime Kardashian collaborator, Mindy Weiss. And
I bet
naturally,
she,
mom
I Chris bet she helps is also release involved. The tape. She seems like a woman that would help release a sex tape.
Naturally, mom Kris Jenner is also involved.
Got it.
They're all doing it together, the source explains. Kourtney.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Kourtney is relaxed and laid back about the details. She's not.
Kourtney doesn't care. She's like, let my evil mom do it. I just want to bang Travis with my midlife crisis.
not a bridezilla at all. Travis is also involved, but he lets Courtney make most of the decisions and wants it to be her day.
Yeah, he's like, get the hell away from me. I'm not dealing with this crazy bridezilla. Also, there's a picture of him wearing shades inside, and he just looks like a douche.
As for when...
because he is a douche.
...when the special day will be, a second source tells E! News both Courtney and Travis, quote, want the wedding to happen this year.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
The second...
then you can get divorced.
Insider adds, it won't be a huge event, only close friends and family.
And probably TV cameras. Let's be real here.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. We are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. Z Radio Live on the TuneIn app. Z Radio Live on Odyssey. ZRadioLive.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can leave me a voicemail and text me. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Lori Harvey just gave boyfriend Michael B. Jordan a sweet new nickname that is sure to make you go, wait, what?
I hope they're together forever and ever. I dig their vibes.
On New Year's Eve, Lori shared a cute boomerang that showed off the couple's fancy outfits for the night to her Instagram stories.
Breaking news, Klay Thompson expected to make his season debut Sunday against the Cavs. Took him forever. Who cares about the new nickname? Man, if... because I'm seeing this breaking right now as I'm recording on NBA TV Live. If him and Curry can really figure it out, literally, Klay's been out for 3 years. He's been out since pre-pandemic. And honestly, if he can come back and be as good as ever, his adrenaline, dude, the Warriors might be a dangerous team. And that's my sports analysis for the show.
Now to last night's dramatic season premiere of The Bachelor. A new group of women vying for Clayton's heart and a new host who is no stranger to Bachelor Nation.
And banging women with daddy issues.
Season 5 Bachelor and our old friend, Jesse Palmer, is back.
Hey, asshole.
Back on GMA to talk about it. Good morning, Jesse. Good to see you, man. Good.
Oh, it's great seeing you. You're telling us, heck.
Good to see you. And Jesse, we see you now, but we have a picture of you almost 20 years from almost 20 years ago. We're gonna
The typical morning show, gimmick. This was you when you were younger. Isn't it crazy how there wasn't any gray hair?
Right up there. Yeah, you are right. Look at that guy. You were the Bachelor back in 2004. So what does it feel like to be back in your new role now?
I'm irrelevant and got nothing else going on.
Well, I'm not wearing three-piece suits that don't fit anymore. I can say that.
He's so funny.
Too. I can also confirm that hosting the show is way less stressful than actually being the bachelor.
Oh, it's so hard having a bunch of women want to bang. Oh, what a life. How did you do it? You're a real warrior.
You don't have to deal with any of the drama. You don't have to make any tough decisions. But Michael, for me, you know, it was so nostalgic.
Ah, yeah, living in the past. You're irrelevant.
Being back at the mansion on that first night, watching the women get out of the limo.
And you're like, oh, I'm old enough to be their dad.
Watching Clayton at his first rose ceremony, I had this tidal wave of emotion reminding me of my time doing the show years and years ago. So really, it was...
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
Morning, a
Let me rewind here.
This morning, a secret settlement between the late billionaire Jeffrey Epstein and his accuser Virginia Giuffre has been revealed. The newly unsealed court documents from 2009 showed Giuffre agreed to drop a sexual assault lawsuit against Epstein in exchange for $500,000. According to the court papers, Giuffre also agreed not to sue any other person or entity who could have been included as a potential defendant.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Andrew's lawyers are now arguing that legal language should protect the Queen's son, too.
God, I hope there's an afterlife and he can burn there. He's getting away with everything.
Even though he's not mentioned by name in the settlement.
Oh, yeah. Legal mumbo jumbo.
I think this is probably his best chance of getting out.
Yeah.
But I suspect it's not before an appeal.
Oh, got it.
Giuffre, who is seen in this photo with the prince and Epstein's recently convicted confidant Ghislaine Maxwell.
Who has no expression in her eyes. It's frightening. She can have a beautiful smile and even then there's nothing there.
Alleges she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew three times back in 2001.
I'm sorry. That's just revolting. And they're literally getting away with it. Why? Because they have money? Cool.
Everybody. He denies that it ever happened, and he's going to keep denying that it ever happened.
Yeah, he's a sociopath.
But he knows the truth, and I know the truth.
Prince Andrew has consistently denied Giuffre's allegations.
What's he going to say? Oh, I love banging underage girls. That'd be kind of weird if he did.
Saying in a now infamous BBC Newsnight interview,
I have no recollection.
I don't remember at all. I was too drunk. Oh, whatever. Here's what's annoying. Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, the royal family, everybody gets away with whatever they can because they have money. So you know what I learned? Because I am the authority on everything. I know everything. Just mind your own business. I'm talking to the average Joes here, not the celebrities. Mind your own business. Get home safely when you drive. Get in and out of the Publix. Don't be near people because nobody's looking out for you. Nobody cares about you. In this world, it's only you and maybe your loved ones. And even then, can you trust them? No, I'm not projecting about my family. I'm saying there's literally no reason to get mad about the rich and elite getting away with it. Yeah, you can make a decent living. Yeah, you can get rich. But unless you were born into this elite family, you're never going to be there. So why let it bother you? They're going to win every time. So just, you know what I'm saying? Just ignore it. Just accept it. And tell all your friends to listen to Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.